Hello, let's go again. You know, this is almost our last class, so please prepare your exams. Try to be well prepared to do your studies and well, then the exams. So I will be there. Anyhow, every day will be online. Let's do the course about famous inventions. Famous inventions. So, acquire, adquirir. You see, you write it acquire, CQ. Yes? By hand, a mano. Collect, recopilar. Reunir, electrical, eléctrico, extremely, sumamente. Indoor lighting, iluminación interior. Industrial, industrial. Influence, influencia. Invent, inventar. Invention. Invención. Inventor. 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 Knowledge. Conocimiento. Light bulb. Bombilla. Materials. Materiales. Motor. Motor. Perfect. Perfeccionar. Printing press. Imprenta. Process. Proceso. Research. Investigación. Research laboratory. Laboratorio de investigación. Revolutionary. Revolucionario. Spread. Extenderse, propagarse. Supply with materials. Proporcionar materiales. Take apart, separar. Take flight, fugarse, huir, alzar el vuelo. Take for granted, dar por supuesto, dar por sentado. Take out a patent. Obtener una patente. Wealthy. Rico. Acaudalado. A young inventor. So, do you have any idea what you want to do when you finish school? Actually, I'd love to be an inventor like you, but I'm not sure how to make that happen. Are you sure it's what you want to do? Definitely. But I know that all inventors make a good living. That not all inventors make a good living. I probably need to have another career as well. You're right. I work as an electrical engineer to pay the bills, and I invent things in my free time. I've taken out 3 patents. I want to study engineering too. It sounds really interesting. Engineering teaches you to design things using science and math. This knowledge is extremely important for an inventor. But I still have to finish high school. What can I do today? When I was your age, I built and took apart lots of things. I love doing that. I'm taking apart my brother's old car motor. I'm learning a lot about how motors work. Why don't you visit my research laboratory? Really? Thanks. That would be great. Entonces, el joven le pregunta al ingeniero qué tiene que hacer para volverse un inventor, porque quisiera hacer lo mismo. Pero el inventor le dice, mejor buscas primero otra carrera. ¿Ah? Y en tu tiempo libre, ahí inventas. ¿Y qué haces ya? Pues yo saco el un motor viejo de mi hermano y yo trato de reconstruir las cosas así. Y dice, está bien, lo que puedes hacer es venir a mi laboratorio para ver, a mi laboratorio de investigación. Ok. More words. Approve. Aprobar. Estar de acuerdo. Come up with an idea. Tener una idea. Ocurrirse una idea. Exclusive rights. Derechos exclusivos. Exclusivity. Exclusividad. Exist. Existir. Great deal of time. Mucho tiempo. Invest in. Invertir en. Investor. Inversor. Manufacture. Fabricar. Market. Comercializar. Model. Modelo, maqueta. Original. Original. Patent. Patente. Private. Privado. Product. Producto. Prototype, prototipo, prove, probar, rights, derechos, significantly, considerablemente, de manera significativa, stage, fase, etapa, submit an application, presentar una solicitud, target market, mercado meta, objetivo, time limit, límite de tiempo, variar. Bueno, a ver lo que dice. The patenting process. El proceso de patente. Aquí tenemos un artículo interesante. It takes a great deal of time for a private inventor to build an invention that works. First, the inventor must come up with an original idea. The next stage is to build a prototype or some sort of model. If this goes well, the inventor begins to build the invention itself. It may take many months or even years until there is a prototype, the first example of the new invention. The process is extremely long, and in general, inventors don't get paid during this time period. Patents were created so that inventors would be able to make a living from their invention. How does it work? The process varies from country to country, but the basic idea is the same. The inventor submits a patent application that shows that the invention is original and useful. If the inventor receives the patent, it gives him exclusive rights to make money from the invention. But the exclusive rights don't last forever. There is a time limit on the exclusivity, usually around 20 years. Let's look at an example to see how it works. Dishwashers have worked in the same way for years. Let's say Jill invents a dishwasher that works in a completely new way and applies for a patent. To receive the patent, she has to prove that her dishwasher is significantly different from dishwashers that already exist. After a long process, her patent is approved. Now she can try to make money from her invention. Of course, that isn't easy either. She will need to find someone who will want to manufacture her new dishwasher and market it to the public. Investors will only decide to manufacture a new invention if they believe there is a target market for it. If it's a big success, Jill might become very wealthy. However, many inventors aren't able to find someone to invest in their invention. And even if they do, their product may still not sell. For every successful money-making invention, there are thousands and thousands of others that fail, challenging their inventors to try it again. Isn't that interesting? More words. Attract. Attrae. Bolter. Molester. Cap. Voila. Claim. Affirm. Crazy. Loco. Chiflado. Detect. Detectar. Diaper. Pañal. Electric current. Corriente eléctrica. Fascinating. Fascinante. Flash. Brillar. Lanzar estrella. No. Lanzar estrellas. Giant. Gigante. Hold something up. Sujetar algo. Keep something in place. Mantener algo en su sitio. Magnet. Imán. Neither would I. Yo tampoco. Regular listeners. Oyentes habituales. Ridiculous. Ridículo. Ring. Sonar. Sensor. Sensor. Shaped. Con forma de. Sound an alarm. Sonar una alarma. Strange. Raro. Strap. Correa. Sí. To strap, atar con correa. Umbrella, paraguas. You've got to be kidding. Estás bromeando. What do you think of my invention? So, Craig, what do you do for a living? I'm an inventor. That's fascinating. You must really enjoy your work. I do. Right now I'm trying to build a dog umbrella. Really? You mean an umbrella for your dog? What holds that? The umbrella is strapped to the dog's back. Does it look like a regular umbrella? Not really. It's more like a small plastic house. Doesn't it fall off the dog? Actually, that's the problem I'm not knowing. I was thinking of using magnets to keep your umbrella in place. I have a dog and I don't think he'd like to wear an umbrella. But isn't a rain bother him? No, he loves to run in the rain. I think my dog would look strange with an umbrella on his back. I guess you don't like my invention. Let me tell you about some others. So, he will make some more inventors. Annually, cada año, band, doble, earmuffs, orejera, enlist help, conseguir ayuda, especially, sobre todo, expresión, financially, económicamente, for the rest of one's life, durante el resto de la vida, fur, pelo, lifetime, eternidad, make sense, tener sentido, necessity, necesidad, particularly, particularmente, please note, por favor tenga en cuenta, send the signal, enviar una señal, sensitive to, sensible a, simple, sencillo, simplicity, simplicidad. Stitch. Coser. Suturar. Success. Éxito. Velvet. Terciopelo. Wire. Cable. Keeping it simple. Many 15-year-olds aren't sure what they want to do with their life. But not Chester Greenwood. At the age of 15, he invented something that would support him financially for the rest of his life. He invented earmuffs. As the expression goes, necessity is the mother of invention. Chester Greenwood's ears were extremely sensitive to cold, and he wanted to keep them warm. One particularly cold day when he was skating, he came up with an idea for a new product that could protect his ears, he enlisted the help of his grandmother. First, Chester bent some wire into the required shape. He wrapped the wire in soft insulating material so that the heat would stay in. Then, he wrapped the part of the earmuffs that covers the ears in fur and velvet. Finally, his grandmother stitched the pieces together. In 1877, at the age of 18, he received a patent for his invention. He soon built a factory and started producing thousands of earmuffs annually. He took out another 130 patents during his lifetime. It's important to note that one major reason for Chester's success was the simplicity of his invention. Very often, the most successful ideas are the ones that are the simplest. Isn't that nice? So, my science project. Sally, what are you going to do for the science fair this year? I'd like to invent something, but I'm not sure where to begin. Think of something unique. You know what they say, necessity is the mother of invention. Well, there is one thing I especially need. What's that? Something to help me with my keys. I lose them all the time. Maybe I can invent something that will help me find them. Great idea. I also hate losing my keys. How would it work? Maybe the keys could flash or sound an alarm. Okay, but that won't help if they are far away. You're right. I need something that can send a signal from the key. That makes more sense. I have started thinking very seriously about this. I'm glad you're serious about your project. But please know that the science fair is next month. Your project has to be done by then. A backpack. Mochila. Brilliant. Component. Pieza. Computerized. Informatizado. Control. Control. Control box. Caja de control. Device. Aparato. Hip. Cadera. Lean forward. Inclinarse hacia adelante. Life changing. Que cambie la vida. Master control. Dominar, tener control. Motorized leg support. Soporte para la pierna motorizada. Nearly, casi. Outside, fuera. Paralyzed, paralizado. Rechargeable battery, batería recargable. Remote control, mando a distancia. Robotic, robótico. Setting. Ajuste, stair, escalera, strap, correa, tiro, wrist, muñeca. Walking tall once again. Vamos a leer otro artículo muy bonito. Vamos a buscarlo. After 42 years, Radikayev was paralyzed nearly 20 years ago. Doctors told him he would never walk again. Today, he's not only walking, he's climbing stairs. How? With a brilliant new invention called ReWalk. ReWalk consists of a number of components. There are several black and gray straps that wrap around the legs and hips. Motorized leg supports are worn on the outside of both legs. But the most important component is a large backpack that holds the computerized control box with rechargeable batteries. You'd expect such a device to be as heavy as lead, but surprisingly, it can be worn on the back, strapped around the body, and over the shoulder. Learning to use the device is very simple. In fact, for Red, it was like a walk in the park. He easily mastered control of the device in 5 2-hour lessons. So how does it work? You choose one of 5 settings from the remote control worn on your wrist. Stand, sit, walk, go down, or clap. You then lean forward, touching the body sensors. This causes the robotic legs to move. But the user still has complete control over the device. At around $50,000 per patient, ReWalk is expensive. But for Kayur, it's a life-changing invention. He won't forget the day he stood up for the first time in front of his 3-year-old and heard her say happily, "Father, you're tall." Isn't it wonderful? I think it is. If you never walk again, if you're paralyzed, and then even if you need a lot of machines, you can walk again. What's more beautiful than that? And even if it costs a huge amount of money, it's $50,000. It's really a big price. But what does it mean if you can walk again? I think it's wonderful. So we saw quite a few inventions today. Maybe the earmuffs are interesting. Because I think everybody uses them in winter time. And then we learned about the patenting process. How did it work? So it's interesting too. And this was then the course for today. I hope you will have a nice week. And please study well for your exam. Okay?